doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
That? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Exco, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Exco, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. This week, we'll be talking about how to start investing in your emotional wallet. Many of us have significant worries about our finances. We spend hours of our day pondering how we can make more money or reduce our expenses. This rationale makes a lot of sense because financial strain is a major stressor. Well, today, I'm not going to talk about money matters. I'll leave that to Money Girl. What I will do, however, is talk about your general psychological well-being and introduce the concept of a mental health bank, which might help you avoid becoming mentally bankrupt. Ever feel burned out, tapped out, exhausted? Look around and think, what do I have to look forward to? These can all be signs that your mental health is in the red. Just like our monthly bank statements, our mind's health can be seen as a series of deposits and withdrawals. Petting my cat on the couch while watching a TV show is the deposit. And running late for an important meeting is a withdrawal. The past year with the COVID pandemic has been the equivalent of a financial crisis on our emotional resources. Now that things are starting to ease up, it's a great time to reassess how we take care of ourselves on a daily basis. I'll be helping you open a mental health bank account today. Now, let's walk you through the steps. Step one, take an inventory of assets and debts. Taking an inventory can feel like the most difficult step, as it involves taking an honest account of how we've been living. You will want to isolate the behaviors and activities that have an additive benefit to your life, aka your assets, and also the aspects of life that cause you stress, aka your liabilities. It's important to note here that there isn't a method to eliminate all stress. In fact, some of our stressors are also our greatest assets. For instance, raising children can sometimes make you want to pull your hair out, which many of us would happily do in exchange for a 10-minute nap because we haven't slept in 8 years. However, for those who make that choice, child rearing can also be an enriching endeavor. The goal is to make sure that life isn't so imbalanced that you are living in a psychological deficit. Examples of assets can include healthy relationships, regular participation in recreational activities, and a non-judgmental mindset. Your debts often look like the reverse of your assets. These can include damaging relationships, lack of hobbies or wellness activities such as cardiovascular fitness, and a highly critical mindset. The key is to look at both internal and external factors that are contributing to the plus and minus columns of your life. At the end of this assessment, you may end up patting yourself on the back because you're doing better than expected. Or you may end up looking angrily as you add step one to your debts category. Either way, we're going to get through this because step two is how to add more funds to your bank. Step two. Daily deposits. Remember the old adage, A penny saved is a penny earned. Well, that definitely applies here. Many people consistently fall into a mental health trap known as magnification and minimization. It can look like this. Going on a walk in the park a few times a week isn't going to help. My boss is still going to be around making my life terrible. In this example, you're minimizing the impact that a deposit, walking, could have to mitigate work stress. When you magnify situations in your mind, it can lead to feeling helpless, which increases the magnitude of the withdrawal from your mental health bank. Think of it like hidden fees. We want to accumulate as many positives per day as possible, whether they are equivalent to a nickel or a $100 bill. I think of deposits in two broad categories, which I will call pleasure and progress. Let's start with pleasure. This category is all about doing things that feel good. This could range from having the thought, I'm a worthwhile person, to going on an all-inclusive vacation on a tropical island. The goal here is to do at least one thing per day that is enjoyable for you. I would suggest writing out a list of things so that it's easier to select an activity, even when you may be highly stressed. It's important to have the list be highly personalized to increase your likelihood of experiencing joy. Remember, there's no shame or judgment here. If you are tickled by watching old episodes of SpongeBob SquarePants for the nostalgia factor or Real Housewives for the drama, then go for it.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
Exco, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Exco, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Next up is progress. These are activities that leave us feeling a sense of accomplishment. When you have more confidence and experience yourself as a capable person, it can lead to a reduction in negative emotions. Just like with pleasure, you want to pick one thing that you can do each day from the progress column. You should choose something that feels challenging but doable. For instance, if you've never run more than a mile, you wouldn't set an expectation to run 10 miles today. Instead, set an incremental goal that is just enough to make you stretch, but not enough to make you fall flat on your face. The idea here is to plan for success, not failure, which involves gradually increasing the difficulty over time. Remember, this is a no judgment zone. Don't get critical about the size of your challenge. When I first started running, it was literally a quarter mile at a time. As you accumulate achievements in the longer term, you can improve self-esteem and overall happiness. Step 3, investments. If you've been listening to the Money Girl podcast, you will know that with any financial investments, it's important to diversify. We need short-term positives that pay off right now and long-term investments that pay dividends. These investments are usually linked to our values. Values are our principles, morals, ethics, and standards of living. If I am a spiritual person, then religious study and attendance of religious services may be a top priority. If attending to my relationships is paramount, then I may schedule weekly calls with my family and friends and/or plan a yearly family vacation. Investments tend to be ongoing because a value isn't something you complete. You can, however, finish a goal related to a value. So, if I value being helpful to others and I help my elderly neighbor carry her groceries upstairs, I'd never say, challenge complete. Now I can go around being a jerk to people for the rest of my life. What you will notice about living within your values is that they provide our lives with meaning and purpose. And these are investments that usually pay back with interest. Step 4, turn on alerts and notifications. In order for all of this to work, we have to mindfully manage our mental health bank. You will need to monitor for suspicious activity and write down red flags to watch out for in your emotional spending habits. Have you been spending time with people who are toxic for you? Have you been staying up late at night doom scrolling and not getting enough sleep? What happened to you picking up crocheting again? If you aren't paying attention to your debts, they can quickly accumulate and outpace your deposits. Consequently, this could include setting regular days for exercise, setting aside time for reading, or saying one affirming and compassionate comment to ourselves every morning. When we are engaged in a pleasant activity, we must fully participate in that moment. That means focusing our attention on the here and now, not worrying about when the good thing will end or if we deserve it. We need to fully acknowledge that in this moment, our experience is one of satisfaction or relief or happiness. Another mindful tactic is to take a few minutes to dwell on the positives. Recall your experience through your 5 senses, the thoughts that went through your mind, the emotions you felt, and the body sensations that you attribute to the encounter. I think of it like couponing, and it's a great way to save an event in your mind and have access to it later when you're going through a stressful time. For example, let's say you're going through a breakup and you're thinking to yourself, I'm all alone. That's a pretty hefty withdrawal. But if you look into your bag and scattered around, you see all these wonderful moments with friends and family, it may lessen the impact on your wallet. You might instead think, going through this breakup is rough, but luckily I have people around who love me. From an emotional perspective, that could be the difference between totaling your car or having to get a new transmission from your mental health bank. Who doesn't want those kinds of savings? Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 929-256-2191. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg, with script editing by Brandon Gitches. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. And our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
That? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like.
X-Go, give it to you.
How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience.
Acura wins Daytona.
And that
That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it?
Let's go, give it to you.
Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S.
Give up.
Order now at Acura.com.